feel like I've grown up a lot. I mean, even in the last 6 months, I've got a child on the way. So that's made, so I've
Congratulations.
thanks, yeah. So that's made me grow up a lot and think about what I'm doing with my life and with my boxing. So I'm a lot more focused on what I'm doing. Well, I was probably 60% focused. Nah, I'm 100%. And my head's in game. Cause from last time when I boxed, I've picked up a few things since then. Well, we carried on with what where we left off really in training wise, and we've carried it on. It's just improved from there really. We've took what we had and improved on it from last time, training wise, eating wise, everything.
Tell us about the guy you're fighting this weekend then.
Ryan Hardy, yeah, I've heard that he's a tricky fighter, and well, I know that he's a tricky fighter because Steve used to train him. He's unbeaten, he's had four pro, you know, he's an unbeaten kid. To me, I like that. I like going in as underdog. Well, I know it, I feel as if I'm underdog going into a fight. But yeah, I like that. I feed off it all, you know. I know that he's going to have a big crowd behind him. That'll benefit me on night, I think, yeah. It should be a good fight.
Well, he's going to have the Wednesday fans, isn't he?
Yeah.
And you've got the United fans behind you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's it. Well, he's from two ends of town. He's a Wednesday, I'm United, so yeah.
This isn't a title fight, this one, is it? But it's the next step in your progression to get that fight.
See how it goes. In boxing, you just got to take your time, things work on things. It doesn't come overnight. Like I said, once I've had this fight, which I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win the fight. You know, I don't go into fights thinking I'm gonna lose. I'm gonna win fight. And when I do win fight, then we'll be looking at titles, maybe an area title or a British Masters title.
Steve, let me bring you in here. Dale mentioned then that you've trained Ryan as well. I suppose you have to step back for a second. How's this fight going to play out then?
Well,
what are the key strengths and weaknesses of both?
I've only slightly trained him as a name. Well, Dale's a natural southpaw. There's one thing about Dale, he can bang. I don't think Hardy can bang. Might be a bit tricky with being at Brendan's or what have you, but I mean, Dale's only got to catch him one and that's it.
Let's sum up how he's progressing and what the future could hold.
When Dale were in amateurs, he only had half a brain. Matured, he's got a full brain now. Everything seems to be working all right upstairs. And I think that's very important in boxing. He's a good kid. There's a lot of snakes in this game. I'm not a snake, Chris ain't, and I know he's a snake. He's a good kid. He goes to work, he just works 5 days a week. 5 days a week. He's got a young and aunt Wade, they both work. Got a little flat. He's a good, clean living kid. We're all around him, there's drugs and riffraff. And he's pulled his sin out at Quagmire.
Well, Jamie, let me bring you in at this stage. First of all, welcome. Who are you fighting this weekend?
I'm fighting a kid from Hungary, but I'm not sure on his name. I'm not sure on it, but he's had 8 fights, 1-7. Knocked 4 out, so it's going to be a tough fight for me.
You obviously know his record. What type of fighter is he then? What are his strengths?
He looks like a come-forward, strong kid, so that should work in my favour. Really, Sam. Clever boxer. I'll pick him off, hopefully, if he comes in as a go.
And in terms of perhaps your development as well, where are you at? I mean, what could follow next after this in terms of your overall career path here?
Hopefully, this year, hoping to be boxing for some sort of title, like a Masters or an area. It's up to Dennis, really, see what happens in this fight.
And it's good, isn't it? I mean, there's all sorts of little side stories, there always are, but, you know, Wednesday against United and, you know, Chesterfield against Doncaster and whoever else is getting involved here.
Well, this show itself, there's some good 50-50 fights on it. I mean, like we said, Jamie's got somebody from abroad, but comes with an eight fight record, 7 wins, 4 knockouts. So he's not going to come just to lose. Then you've got Sam Matkin from Mosborough. I think Sam's had 5 fights, 1-5. He's in with Jamie Robinson, who I know from amateur days. He actually won a Four Nations gold medal, I think about 48 kilo. But, you know, he won it and he's not going to come. And then you've got Ryan and Dale, which is, you know, a big local rival. I mean, that's good enough to be a little title for me. And then, you know, with what you've got with heavyweights and then little Cass, it's a great little show.